This was one close call. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. So far, what we know about the accused Times Square bomber is that he looks like a nice young man. Nice young man with an American passport. He also had a Pakistani name and a modest beard, but that didn't arouse suspicion because, as Mayor Bloomberg says, America welcomes everyone. We don't suspect somebody based on a name. The young woman in Connecticut who sold him the SUV for $1,300 cash didn't suspect anything. He just looked like a nice young man who needed a car in New York City. So assuming this is the right person, we have a nice young man who didn't arouse suspicion when he bought the car in cash and apparently didn't arouse suspicion when he bought propane tanks and fertilizer and was still not on anybody's radar when he drove into New York from Connecticut and parked a potential fireball in Times Square. And if he hadn't used a disposable cell phone, which the FBI was able to trace, and hadn't tried to hop the red eye to Dubai from JFK paying cash for his ticket, if he'd simply melted into the subway and laid low for a while, he'd have gotten away. And if he'd been a better bomb maker, we'd be talking about grieving relatives today, because the intent was clear. He wanted 5-1 to join 9-11. So this was a close call. And yes, he may have acted alone, but you can bet that somewhere, somebody is taking notes, and that somebody, probably another nice guy with an American passport, is figuring out a way not to make the same mistakes. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.